time now for How You Built That. And today, we're checking back on a story that began about 8 years ago in Columbia, South Carolina. Gabby Goodwin was about 5 at the time, and every day, she went through the same routine.
My mom would put pigtails in my hair, and for every pigtail that was in my hair, there was plastic barrettes on every single one of them.
And usually, she had one of these plastic barrettes in 10 of her pigtails.
But me, when I was little, I would be running around at school, and my mom would pick me up, and my hair would be a complete mess.
I would say, you know, Gabby, what happened to your bows? Like, what were you doing?
That voice, of course, is Gabby's mom, Rosalyn, who started to get really fed up that her daughter's barrettes kept coming out of her hair. And so one day, Rosalyn actually went on Twitter to complain about it, just to blow off some steam.
I didn't think anybody would respond. I got off Twitter, came back on probably in about an hour, and had all of these responses from moms who felt the same way.
All these moms saying, yes, our daughter's barrettes are falling out too, and we're wasting tons of money replacing them. But Rosalyn wasn't necessarily looking to solve this problem. She was working full-time as a healthcare lobbyist, and she had no interest in starting a business.
But a couple of weeks later, as I was styling Gabrielle's hair, I mumbled under my breath, somebody needs to make a bow. And she jumped out of the seat and said, Mommy, are we going to make a bow?
And so every single day after that, Gabby would ask Rosalyn,
when are my bows coming?
When are my bows coming?
When are we going to make my bows?
When are my bows coming?
So Rosalyn figured, okay, since Gabby is so into it, maybe we could just do this as a kind of science project. We'll work on a design for a barrette and see if we can make just one barrette. So first, they drew out a design with two faces, so you could see a pretty decoration no matter which way the barrette was turned.
And each face has teeth and craters to trap and gather the hair. So you're basically creating this sandwiching mechanism to make sure the hair, it doesn't slip out of the hair.
So Rosalyn looks at this design and she's thinking, hey, you know, this isn't half bad. Maybe we can make a prototype. So she gets the number of a couple of engineers and she calls them up.
And you could just kind of hear them sigh, like, oh God. And they said, ma'am, listen, you got 15 minutes.
So she goes to meet with these guys in North Carolina. And at first, things do not go well. The engineers are looking at this design of a hair clip and they're just not getting it.
And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to run to my car. I promise you there's a standard barrette that has fallen off of Gabrielle's hair. And sure enough, I dug in the backseat of my car, found a standard barrette, brought that back in.
And at that point, Rosalyn used a mannequin to demonstrate how a standard barrette could just fall out of your hair and how her and Gabby's design worked a lot better.
And as soon as I did that, the light bulb went off. And they said, ma'am, we think you're on to something.
So these two engineers agreed to help her make the prototype. They found a manufacturer in China. They made an initial run of 500 bows. And in early 2014, Rosalyn and Gabby put them up for sale on their website.
We get our first sale and we're like,
this is actually happening. Like,
oh my God, we're in business.
They sold out of the first 500 pretty quickly. So Rosalyn and her husband took out a few loans to fulfill more orders. And when we last checked in with Gabby, the company had just become profitable. And now, her bows are in 74 Targets in 22 states.
Anybody can be a kidpreneur as long as you have the courage to run a business. You can be 4 years old and have a business.
That's Gabrielle Goodwin and her mom, Rosalyn, founders of Gabby Bows. If you want to learn more about the company or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.